Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I'm Kimmy.
I'm Kristen.
Hey, welcome. We are here on YouTube, our first YouTube Live, and we are so grateful to have you here with us. As always, we have a great show. But we want to know what's in your cup first, so make sure you put it down in the comments. Kristen, what are you drinking?
Let us know what you've got in your cup. I have got strawberry seltzer this time.
I was going to say a surprise because we can't see it.
Can't see it because I'm not revealing the brand.
Because we're not getting paid yet. That's what it is.
No, that's true.
So I'm gonna cover the logo.
No, it's fine. We've got plenty of videos with those cans on there.
No, I know. I'm drinking pineapple sparkling water. I thought I picked a lemonade, but that's okay. Pineapple is just as good. Zero calories, no sugar. I'm on my grind right now. So what are you guys drinking? Let us know.
Yeah.
So and make sure we're out as well.
Yeah, please do. Please share it out that we're currently live. We're on YouTube for the very first time. Super exciting. We've got all these crazy changes that have been happening for us. And we're moving away from Facebook. And Carol says that she has Skittles ice and she's keeping her watermelon wine cold. She's commenting on the YouTube video. So I'll read those out to you if they pop in. I have no idea. I don't know.
What the hell? Where have
probably
I been?
Like Italian ice or something. So there is a bit of a lag. There's more of a lag on YouTube than there was on Facebook. So we hope you guys will bear with us. We're currently using a new platform as well where we're recording in a separate place. But anyway, not getting into the technical mumbo jumbo of things. Just know that the show is going to be so much better because of what we're doing, the changes that we're making, and we appreciate you guys being patient with us.
Absolutely. Your girls are moving on up.
We are. We don't have the little titles anymore.
But we're not
anymore.
Moving away from you.
Yeah, we're not moving away from you. Not at all. She says it's a Skittles ice pop to Ooh. Explain. I know, that sounds
nice.
Good.
Right? Technically, we've got that's not in your cup, but that's okay. I'll let it slide.
Mm-hmm. It's in your hand. I like that.
All right.
So... Let's see what our episode topic tonight. And before we get into that, just so you guys know, if you want in on our VIP chat, find us on Facebook, join our Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy group. And there's instructions in there how to get into our VIP chat. So, and we'll read those comments first. So let's get into the episode topic. We're talking about ghosts on screen. Tonight, ghosts on screen. So TV and movies. Kimmy, why don't you go ahead? Oh, I guess I'll go ahead and start us out because there was a very important trailer that just dropped today. That was American Horror Stories. The new season is coming. I'm so excited. So what we're talking about essentially is what did they get right and what did they get wrong? With American Horror Story, I'm going to talk about specifically season one. And American Horror Stories, The Murder House is really what I want to talk about. Because the murder house itself, the house itself was like a character. And, Therese says that she has water, but she wants to get a Kristen and Kimmy cup. Oh, we appreciate that so much.
Ah.
And if anybody else is looking for a Kristen and Kimmy cup, we've got them in our merch store. So check out the
Absolutely.
Link in our bio. And
awesome.
Thank you. She says, congratulations for being on YouTube.
Thank you.
Yeah. But the murder house itself was a character all on its own. And this particular house, there were plenty of people who died and didn't necessarily know that they were a ghost. That was season one. People that died didn't really know that they were a ghost. And they just looked like normal, average people. They were just people walking around. And sometimes they would do things to interact with the living, but they did it in such a way that you didn't realize that they were ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like Violet and Tate. So Tate, he had killed himself. He took his own life and Violet was interacting with him and he had no idea. She had no idea that he was actually dead. So what is right and what is wrong about that? As far as the actual ghosts go.
I can answer that question right now and I've never seen the show.
Right. everything is right and everything is wrong, because everything is right from the ghost perspective, mm-hmm. because they're still viewing and experiencing the world as it is, as it's happening. But for the living person, not so much. Like, I don't see a hard person that I can interact with. And maybe somebody experiences it differently. So mm-hmm. if you're the type who sees ghosts as solid form, let us know in the comments.
if you don't mind, before you go on, I want to real quick kind of talk about the difference between a ghost and a spirit, just in case if any of our viewers or listeners don't know the difference. So real quick, a ghost is someone who has not crossed over, and a spirit is someone who has crossed over. We use these words, we interchange them all the time, but just so you know for sure, a ghost is someone who hasn't crossed over, also known as an earthbound, you know, someone who's on kind of on a parallel plane to us, and a spirit is someone who is in the light, who has a higher vibration. Ghosts have a lower vibration. So that's just to sum it up, just so that you kind of see where we're going here. So
appreciate the vocab lesson, because I honestly, I don't make that differentiation myself. So I appreciate you saying power. That.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. I do it too, because, you know, sometimes I feel a little disrespectful calling them ghosts. I'll say spirits, but if we're being technical about it, there is actually a difference.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. So the next, if you guys have any thoughts whatsoever about Murder House, let us know, of course. Mm-hmm. Next one, we're going to go on to the TV show Ghost Whisperer. Yes. So, Kimmy, go ahead.
All right. Those of you who know James Van Prague, okay, one of my first mentors, a lot of the stories that were in the show were based on his life. He had a lot to do with the writing and was a producer and all that, but a lot of it came from him. So, what was right, what was wrong? Okay. I actually thought that this was a really good show, because if you listen to like the technical terms, it really did explain a lot. And it's because James Van Praagh, the psychic medium, had a lot to do with it. So he wanted to make sure that people were educated, but of course it's Hollywood, so we have to put a little glitz and glamour in there. But okay. So what was right? A lot of times ghosts are misunderstood. So in the beginning, everybody's scared. There's crazy things going on. Every single episode has the same exact something bad happens. She finds it. She has to explain. She helps somebody. They move along, right? Same thing every episode. But a lot of it is really accurate. So spirits sometimes are trying to get your attention. Excuse me. Ghosts are trying to get your attention. And the more people are ignoring them, the angry, the sad, the impatient and frustrated they become. So then you feel a negative energy, but it doesn't mean that they're negative. And so what I liked about the show is that the ghost was always bad, right? In the beginning, until she got to the story and you're like, oh, wow, you felt, you know, sorry for them. And then she helped them and helped the human that was connected to them. She got the message across, and then they went about their way or whatever. So in a short term, yes. Okay. That can be pretty accurate. I like that, because so many ghosts are misunderstood. You see a black shadow, you know, oh, there's shadow figure. Okay. So shadow figure is a bad word, right? We think that they're evil and everything, but sometimes it's based upon how much energy that ghost or even spirit has. And that's the quickest way for them to show you. So I did like that. Was Melinda, AKA Jennifer Love Hewitt, a little dramatic? Oh yeah, absolutely. 1,000%. Did she really
but need it was to a drama wear TV
short,
show.
Did she really need to wear shortcut shirts just because she got a boob job? Probably not.
Hey, look,
but I still like it.
It's a very nice looking set.
No, I love
that
her.
She paid good
she's
money
awesome.
For.
I would show it off too. In fact, anyway.
hey Bev, Beverly just joined, and Jose Joe. Oh, the VIP stream, he's there, but can't see any way to chat there. So we'll have to figure that out. He said that he has water and an adult sippy cup.
So yes, I would say for the most part, a lot of the things were pretty accurate, except for, okay, and if anyone's ever watched this show and had seen the part where her husband died and he jumps
from one body to another.
He jumps from one body to another. He jumps to the person, one of the EMTs that was helping him. And so all of a sudden she falls in love with this guy. But to her, he looks exactly like her husband. But when he looks in the mirror, he's this blonde guy that looks nothing like her husband. And I'm like, I can't get with that.
But
like, that
was that's one of the great things that I did appreciate about that show, though, was that they took all of these feeling things and made them visual. That's very difficult to do. They made it visual so that it's easier for the audience to understand, which I really, really appreciate.
And that's why I like it, because James Van Praagh is a teacher. And so he was teaching you. If you really paid attention to each episode, you learned words, you know, things. I mean, you know, everybody around them, they were learning things. And what I loved about the character, I don't remember his name in the show, but Jamie.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Not Fox.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I know who you're talking about. But, Jamie Kennedy. Jeez. Yes.
So what I liked about him is that he actually was a medium as well, but he couldn't see them. He could hear them.
Right.
So I really love that, because everybody thinks that every psychic medium can see a spirit. That's not true. I know mediums who actually can't see them. They hear them, but they hear them two different ways, as if you're talking to, you know, a live person. So externally, but then also internally, like, you know, when you're hearing, you know, you think it's yourself talking, or you hear, you know, like hearing words in a memory, or you hear a song in your head, you know. So there's those two ways. So I really liked that. It was like she had the visual, he had the, you know, audible, you know, ability. And I really liked that. They didn't make them all the same. Right. What they got
wrong. Beverly has an interesting point. She says that she has an IPA, but that he was also married to the Ghost Whisperer, so he probably knew about possession. And she says that she feels the energies. Mm-hmm. So that's all, like, I'm really trying to point out, like, this is what they got right. Was
absolutely.
That they visually showed you how someone might feel something. Mm-hmm. Because I resonate with Jamie Kennedy's character, where I don't always visually see them, although I feel like that is turning a corner with all the stuff that's been happening with me lately. But I don't necessarily visually see entities all the time. So it's more like a feeling. I hear things. I'm getting visuals in my head. How do you make that come through on a TV show? And I think that Ghost Whisperer really did a great job of that.
Exactly. Now, one thing that everybody has to remember is that, how do you get the audience to kind of experience something? So that's where Hollywood, they go a little overboard. Not everybody sees a spirit or ghost three-dimensionally, you know, as if you can touch them. Sometimes you can, but it's usually really quick. I know that there are some who can see them, but I would say majority of people probably see spirit in their head as if it's like a memory playing. But again, sometimes you'll see something from the corner of your eye or something really quick. And again, it's based on the psychic medium's ability as well as the amount of energy that the spirit or the ghost has. So there's a lot of different factors that goes into that. But I did, honestly, I really thought that the show did a really good job. And you learned so much. Book of the Dead, The Shinies. I mean, it had some crazy names, but really a lot of it was pretty damn accurate. I mean, there's some stuff, there's some glitz in there, but I overall thought it was a really good show. It was like my little spiritual soap opera, so I'm not shitting on the show. I liked it.
No, the show was great. I really enjoyed it myself. Now let's take it back a couple of decades.
Okay.
And we're gonna go back to the movie Ghost. You know, the
yay!
The pottery. Yeah.
We all know that movie.
We do. Sam and Molly and poor Oda Mae. Oh my goodness. We'll get to Oda Mae, I think, in another episode. But
Molly girl, you in danger.
Like, yeah. Yep. That was a really great impression, Kimmy.
That was fantastic.
What I really appreciated about Ghost, the movie Ghost, were the little things. Like, he's trying to move a penny. You know, things like just trying to work up that energy to be able to move things, to do things, because that is, I feel like, a very learned skill from the other side. Whether
Absolutely.
You're a ghost or a spirit, because I feel like both can interact with the living and mm-hmm. in that way, whether yeah. it's like static electricity or you feel like a touch on your shoulder or your hand, your leg, whatever. So that was another great visual representation mm-hmm. of like building up the energy to be able to interact with the living, the people who you want to interact with, or those spirits great or movie. Ghosts want to interact with. Yeah,
Absolutely.
It was a great, great movie.
The only
thing that I found kind of hard to digest with the movie Ghost was the whole, like, the demons flying around.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention that the graphics were kind of like, whoa, bruh. I mean, it's the 80s, but still.
Yeah, that that was probably the only part of the movie that was not accurate. But pretty much, if you talk to any psychic medium out there, they will say that Ghost was probably the most accurate portrayal of what a spirit goes through, what a psychic medium goes through, and then what, you know, the grieving human goes through.
It gives all the perspectives.
Everything. I love it. Like you said, I loved when he was trying to push the penny, because so many people think that once a spirit passes over, they can just automatically interact. No, there's a learning that goes on, whether they decide to stay behind as earthbound or if they cross over, there is a learning period. They don't just come out ready to go. And this is why sometimes it's hard for us to do a reading on someone that just passed away. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible. It really is possible, but it's each spirit is different. I've done readings where someone just passed away. I had no idea. Their energy was so strong like that I didn't know. But then there were times where it took, you know, maybe a few months before I can connect to somebody. So again, it's the spirit, but I love that learning, the learning that you see, you know, Patrick Swayze, Sam go through. So that was really good. Mm-hmm. And
the only other thing that I found difficult to understand and really take in was when he crossed over. Just because mm-hmm. that's not something that I've really experienced, where he's like bathed in this white light and it's like, ha 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 ha. And he's rising up and disappearing into the O-ring in the ceiling. That was like, what?
I'm laughing because I get it. I didn't know what to think either until I've experienced it myself. Again, it's a little dramatic, but it is kind of accurate. It really is. So there is a sense of, for an earthbound who needs to accomplish something, they're not moving on until they accomplish something. And this is exactly what we've been talking about on the show. Some people will say stuck. I don't want to say stuck because they have free will. He chose to mm-hmm. stay behind because he needed to let her know not only that he loved her, but also that he was murdered and it was somebody that they trust. So he needed to accomplish that first. And what I did like about that is that he found Oda Mae, who in the beginning was a fake until she wasn't. So there it's like either she always was and she was just taking the easy way out. I don't know, but you're a medium. You're always a medium, you know? So I don't know. You just can't pick somebody off the street and say, hey, you're going to deliver my message. It doesn't work that way. There is a True. Light that mediums put off that spirits can see. So that's why it's like, well, yeah, you can protect yourself and all that. But if you're a medium, you're always going to have spirits drawn to you. You can, you know, close it off and all that, but they're still going to be drawn to you because you have a light that only they can see. It's like they say, like the, you know, a dark air, airport, you have all the lights and stuff and the spirits are just drawn to you. What was kind of funny, but kind of accurate, was the portrayal of Oda Mae and Molly, where like Sam is coming out and they're about to kiss and it's really Oda Mae. Okay. I get where you're coming from, but that was a little bit too much. But what I can say is if you know, if you've heard of the word blending, that's blending. You know, you're blending with that spirit so much that they're meshing with you. They're not possessing you. They're not taking you over. Your energy is meshing and you really do kind of become them, meaning your mannerisms, the things you say. Like you'll notice that a reading in a blending are different because when you're blended and you're that spirit, you'll start saying things that spirit that actually they would said say. In the living. Whereas when you're just doing a regular reading without that blending, you're just describing what you're seeing. Some people may even say that that's more psychic. You're just seeing and describing it, but like a blending, there's no way around it. You are connecting with that spirit. You are so in their energy that the person on the other side, you know, your sitter, feels as if they're communicating with their loved one.
With that person.
So again, it's Hollywood. They have to kind of show you, but they got a lot right. I know we're spending a lot of this movie was great. If I had a sign, I would say 9.5/10.
Yeah. It was great. So Therese says that happened to her. She lost someone very close to her and she's felt that person hug her. How do I know that it's this person? Because I would always smell his cologne when it would happen. So, I mean, you already know that it's him.
There's your answer.
So
there's your answer.
Yeah. You already know that it's him.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you, if you really doubt yourself, anybody, when you feel a presence, what's the first thing that pops into your head? If the first thing that pops into your head is their name or image of them or whatever, that's what it is. And that's the secret to opening yourself up. You just, what is the first thing that comes to you? Don't even think about it. What is the first thing that comes to you? So visitation. Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So the next movie that we have on the list is Beetlejuice. I know that seems, we're going to stick in the 80s for a little bit.
We can't help it. We're 80s.
Because there was some, there was some crazy shit that they threw in that movie. There was just some crazy shit. Like a woman cut in half. So just if y'all can remember the waiting room scene when they get the Book of the Dead, they end up in the waiting room, right? What is happening? There's a woman cut in half. She's got her torso set next to her legs. There are people who are looking ghostly white. And there's just like flat people who are ghosts. What is happening right now?
Okay. And that movie is crazy.
It is crazy. It is super crazy. But the one thing that I appreciated were the Maitlands. The Maitlands themselves. So they were two people who died in a car accident and ended up going to this other plane of existence where all the weird shit actually was happening. But yet Beetlejuice was still in their realm, but he was from the other side. You know what I'm saying? So there was kind of like this, there's where your levels are at, the visual representation of your levels
dimensions
and how they can kind
stuff.
Of overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How they can kind of overlap.
Can I ask you, what the hell is a sandworm?
I don't even know.
What the hell does
Girl,
that have to do
know.
with?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
This ain't Tremors. What the hell is that about? I don't know.
Maybe that's how Tremors started.
But yes, I agree. I think that they portrayed what a spirit ghost would be. They were killed in a car accident, and they don't really understand that they're dead yet, you know? So they're going through all this stuff. So I think that portrayal was pretty accurate. Some of the other stuff. Let me ask you, why is that lady that's cut in half, why is she blue or green?
I don't know.
What the hell is she? I like no a idea. Fairy that died or something like that makes no sense to me. Like that's where that's where you get a little crazy. The football team, okay. The guy that was flat, apparently he got ran over or something like that. And yes, it is true that ghosts will sometimes maintain their death-like state. So if you're one that can connect to the lower vibration, which is, would be the spirits because they're still on the earth plane kind of, then they can come to you in their death state. So if somebody was murdered or something, yes, you can see all that. Now they have the ability to not show themselves that way. But usually when you do see them that way, it's because they're trying to let you know something. They're trying to tell you, hey, I passed away this way. Can you get a message across? Or they're trying to let you know something. They can, in fact, become, you know, what they look like beforehand. But so again, right. It's a movie. It's trying to show you stuff. But I didn't understand the shrunken head, the colored weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the Maitlands were pretty on point.
Yes.
And then Lydia is all like, yeah, of course I can see you. I don't remember the actual line, but she's like, duh, I can see you. I don't understand what's happening. And that's kind of like, not necessarily that I see spirits, but that, yeah, I know you're there. Mm-hmm. I can feel you. I feel you around.
Yep.
You don't have to make it weird.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That sort of thing. But to bring it a little more current to today, I really, really, really want to talk about the movie Ghostbusters Afterlife. Because so Ghostbusters in general, they have a kind of along the same lines as Beetlejuice, like that craziness. There's a green blob that's running around floating through the air. There's a Michelin man that's running around. That's the size of a skyscraper.
No, Stay Puff, Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, whatever. Stay Puff, whatever. Michelin, it don't make no damn difference.
But let's just call a spade a spade. They were. Taking State Puff for sure. Michelin Man is a bad copy of the State Puff.
Yep.
Yeah. So he was a State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yes. The crazy lady who got possessed and she suddenly had like hellhounds and she's floating above the bed. I'm like, what is happening? Okay. So that's a great thing though about movies and TV is that nothing is supposed to be like reality. Everything is fantasy, but I appreciate it when they include a little bit of reality.
Yes.
Where towards the end there, when Egon, well, through the whole movie, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen
it. Wait a minute.
What? What?
I was doing the movies from the 80s. Are you about to spoil the new one? No!
Yeah.
Idiot.
It's been... Oh my God, it's been out for like a year, Kimmy.
Girl, I've been busy. I was like, wait a minute. Where are you going? All right, fine. All right.
Okay, no.
Go ahead.
No spoiler alerts. I won't spoil it. Just know that I feel like Egon's appearance was pretty spot on. A visual representation of a spirit. Actually, you would consider him a ghost because he had unfinished business.
Wait a minute.
So he hadn't crossed over yet.
Not my
That's kind of the consensus,
yeah,
right?
No,
According to your definition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Well,
you know what? How about this? I have homework to do. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to do a book report for y'all. And I'm going to let you know if he was a spirit or a ghost.
Okay. That'll be next episode. You'll let us know.
But
is Egon a ghost or a spirit?
Watch it, put it in your comments if he was a spirit or ghost. Based on the definitions that we went over earlier today, was he a spirit or ghost? I trust yeah. you. If mm-hmm. you say that he had unfinished business, then he's a ghost.
Okay.
I appreciate, let me just say this though. I appreciate their tribute to the actor and the character because the actor actually passed away mm-hmm. before they could film this last movie. So and bummed. I'm so sorry. I cannot remember his name.
It's a very hard, is it Eon? He's a great actor.
Well, his name was, the character's name was Egon.
Yes. First of all, if our producer is watching right now, don't you yell at us after this episode because we don't know his real name. Okay. Just, he's Egon. He will forever be Egon. Okay.
He's just Egon. Yeah. So Harold Ramis.
Okay. That's not.
And Harold Ramis is his name. No, it's not. But he passed away and I thought it was a very nice tribute to him. I thought it was very lovely.
That's nice. So I like that. I'm so bummed. I totally like there's so many movies out. If you're a nerd like I am, there's so many damn Marvel movies, you know, Star Wars up the yin yang on Disney. I mean, I am just so busy with all these shows. I sometimes movies slip past mm-hmm. me and I'm bummed. I totally forgot mm-hmm. about that movie. So my bad on that one. What's the next movie we got?
Yeah. The next movie we got is Stir of Echoes.
Wait. We're not going to do the one before that or no?
So we had Casper on the list.
I don't even think we need to discuss that because...
No. It's a damn cartoon, okay?
I will say this though, going back to Ghostbusters, what the hell is a Slimer? Okay, slime is not a spiritual thing, although I think that...
Ectoplasm from
from physical mediumship, I can see where the, but none of that was physical mediumship, but I can see where ectoplasm and all that, but yeah, we're not going to have a proton mm-hmm. pack and it's not going to happen. It doesn't work that way.
You never know. How cool would it be to be able to press a guitar pedal and open up this contraption? Yep, to be able to trap a ghost inside my little magic electrical box.
But that would be against everything that we stand for, because one of the misconceptions about psychic mediums, which is another show, is that our first duty is actually to spirit. Like, we actually work for yeah. spirit. So to sit there and trap spirit would be horrible. You know, our job is to actually relay messages from spirit. End of story. That's number right. one job.
I think Ghostbusters deals mostly with, like, interdimensional beings and not necessarily human ghosts or spirits, yeah. anything like that.
Yeah.
But as far as learning goes, I just want to say that Beverly says that today she felt her husband finally showing her a song that he had written for her and she couldn't find it. And it was like he was saying, okay, I'm still getting the hang of this. So that's actually,
yeah, it's so true.
That is actually a thing. It takes some time to learn that kind of stuff.
It does, because when they go over, Passover, whatever. First of all, when do they go over, right? You know, sometimes they like to stay. I would say for the most part, they will stay a few weeks to make sure that their loved ones are okay. You know, mm-hmm. at least that's the consensus. And then there's learning that they have to do, not about how to interact with the living. No, there's learning about...
It's like how to gain control of yourself, your energy.
But there's also the learning.
Look, we call it a meat suit for a reason. Absolutely. It's a meat suit for a reason. Once you're outside of this meat suit, you're like, wah, you go everywhere. Everywhere, all at once. Everything, that's everywhere, true. All at once. That's different
true.
Movie.
No, that's true too. But before they even get to that, there's the whole life review. So I'm going to just a special shout out to Defending Your Life. And if you haven't seen that movie, go check that movie out, because that movie is old. It's an old school movie, but it got so much right. We won't go into it, but Defending Your Life with Mel Brooks and Meryl Streep. Great movie. But there's a learning, you know, you get your life review, right? So how were you as a human? How did you make other people feel when you did?
Wait, no, I don't like the idea of this.
Why?
I don't like the idea of this.
I'm
no,
sorry.
Because I don't want to feel like there's even more fucking pressure whenever I die.
No,
I don't like that.
It's not like that. Girlfriend, We are on this planet to learn. No,
I don't want to review all of the terrible shit that I've done in my life.
What is the contract? We set ourselves up for these learning things so that our soul can evolve. Well, we have to learn.
This is why we're talking about movies.
Okay. But I'm just saying. So you get your review, and it's not like bad. You're learning. You're evolving as a soul. So then once you go through all that, then you
cannot learn without a brain.
Then you go through, okay, now I want to interact with my loved ones. How do I do that? Usually it starts off with, where the hell did I put my keys? I know I put my keys there. I know they were there. And, you know, you can't find them. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, I know I looked there. You know, it starts off that way, or the pushing of the penny. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next one.
Okay, let's skip right over that one. We're going to go straight to It Follows because we've only got 10 minutes left. We're It Follows. So this is some more comedy for you guys a little bit, I think. The movie itself was great. The problem that I have the part that I have a problem with is trying to summarize it and explain to people, if you haven't seen it yet, that it's basically a ghost that is an STD. Where teenagers somebody, whoever has this attachment of this ghost, in order to give it to someone else, they have to have sex with another person. And then that person now has the ghost, and it literally follows. It follows. It walks at all of 2 miles per hour, naked as a jaybird, coming after the person who they last had sex with. So imagine, like, oh my God, you're backed into a corner with someone else, and this thing is coming at you at 2 miles per hour. Oh my God, go ahead and bang somebody.
First of all.
And then wait for it to walk after the other person you just banged. What?
I have to say, I'm kind of happy I didn't see this movie, but reading Kristen's description of the movie, it is the most insane thing I've ever heard of. I will say, having not seen that movie, thank God, that can an attachment move on to someone else? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Will they walk 2 miles per hour after you naked? I don't know. It probably won't happen because you had sex with somebody, but can an attachment move on to someone who has more energy or something that they like? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are attachments STDs? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, they're unpleasant. I can't. Okay,
that's very true.
Next movie. I can't.
Oh yeah. Next movie. Actually, Beverly just said next movie. Okay.
Okay. All right. Which one do you want to go with?
Okay. I kind of want to go with Legion.
Okay.
Rather than the others.
I do want to end off
if you have an opinion.
After Legion, I do want to go with the last one there because I know everybody has at least heard of this movie. So go on with Legion.
Yeah. Okay. Legion. So Legion, there are angels that possess people, kind of on the flip side of It Follows, where it's angels that are possessing people and chomping people's heads off. Showing up as like these crazy cryptoids or cryptids, whatever. And
that lady scared the shit.
But if you think about it though, right, the lady with the black eyes and them sharp
teeth. And she's climbing on the wall and ceiling. I will say this, ghosts can.
The crawlers.
Ghosts can and have been caught crawling up the wall because they're trying to scare the shit out of you. So it's usually like, get the hell out of my area. You know, this is my, what can I do to get you out of here? So yes, there are creepers and crawlers and stuff like that. Again, more on the ghost side. Not usually possessed by angels.
No, not usually angels. I mean, it was just a crazy premise. They're all like these cryptid things walking around or running around, and they're supposed to be angels. But if you think about the Bible in biblical terms, and as far as the Old Testament, that shit was scary. I mean, God is going to rain down his wrath, you know, when his will isn't done and whatnot. And that was that was kind of along those lines.
God is angry with the wicked.
And so,
yep. My grandma used to make me
say. And there was this baby. There's this random ass baby that just suddenly threatened God's whole existence. And he decided it needed to be wiped out. But there was an archangel that believed that the baby was going to be the salvation. So he's fighting against all of the angels. It's like, oh my God, what is happening right now?
That movie was creepy, but yeah, there wasn't really much truth other than I thought the angel with the armor was pretty. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, that was badass. Like the wings and everything.
Come on.
But. Cool.
Yeah, you know?
But go ahead, Kimmy. Next movie.
Okay.
Next
All movie. Right. Last movie, everybody. Last movie. Dun, da, da, da. Poltergeist. As a child.
I know, I've never seen it.
Is that not crazy? Wah, is that wah. Not the craziest thing? She's never seen Poltergeist? Okay, first of all, there's like three, right? There's three. There may be like maybe a fourth one, but we're not going to consider that. But Poltergeist scared the living shit out of me as a child, okay? This old decrepit looking guy walking down the street okay, first of all, what is a poltergeist? A poltergeist is actually energy that a living person is actually giving off. So it's usually a person who went through a traumatic experience and that situation has never been healed. So it's building up and building up and building up. And so things will open up, and it's usually when that person is going through stress or they're sad, they're angry, so things will start happening around the house. Poltergeist is not a skinny, scary old man walking down the street with really bad teeth.
You don't know.
It's not, okay? you know, we're not gonna, you know, go into the TV and fall out of the ceiling with like slime all over us. And
wait, wasn't he talking to her through the static in the TV? Yeah, the white noise.
See, here's the thing: they got a lot of things going on. Is it a poltergeist or are we haunted? Okay, because if we separate those two things, absolutely, a child who is sensitive, children are sensitive anyway. Yes, they'll definitely see an earthbound. Creepy, because his whole thing is to scare the shit out of her, right? So he's going to make himself look as scary as possible. Truth. People build damn houses on top of cemeteries. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
First of all, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
But yes, there are ground, lands, battlefields that people build on top of. And yes, it holds so much energy from decades and centuries and all these things. And yes, it can for sure cause a haunting. But the name of the freaking movie is Poltergeist. Has nothing to do with each other, okay?
Right.
It was entertaining and scary as hell, okay? Gotta watch those movies if you ever, you know, don't. You'll have nightmares. You don't need that.
Beverly, yeah, Beverly, don't worry. I will not watch it. Beverly's saying, Kristen, don't watch it. And Tammy's saying it's a very disturbing movie. No. And sorry, guys, that we weren't able to get you into the chat tonight. But we certainly do appreciate you guys joining us for the live YouTube video. This has been fantastic. Have a good night.